I'm here at the Ritz-Carlton Tianjin with Giovanni Bordone, who is the brand ambassador for Skibal, and they are lovely suits. Giovanni, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you so much.
That's all right. Now, you're in Tianjin for Skibal. For those people who've never heard of Skibal, which could be quite a few of my listeners, what does Skibal do?
So the main objective for Skibal is to produce in fabrics. So we do have two different divisions inside the company. The first one, we produce fabrics, and the second one, we do finished product. The fabric-wise, we are like probably the oldest producer on Earth. We still produce in the same facility till 1539. And then we do produce like finished garments, made-to-measure garments or bespoke garments, since 75 years, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bespoke garments, so yesterday we saw some absolutely beautiful suits.
Thank you.
Making a bespoke suit, is that a very complicated process?
I mean, being in China and seeing all the producer that you guys have here in China, I would say it's not. Because at the moment it's very, very popular, you know, something that it came back to reality a few years back. Mm. Because what happened is until the 60s, pretty much everything was made by a tailor. And then the ready-to-wear arrived, so we can see like shops filled by garments, by suits. And now it's like in the last 5 to 10 years, it went back to be a very popular process for, let's say, not wealthy people, but of course it's a bit pricey, you know, compared to what you can find probably in a shop.
Mm. The idea of a bespoke suit is not a new thing, but having something that fits you properly is important. What's the key thing about a bespoke suit? Mm.
So what I always say is like the language of garments. You know, when we arrive somewhere, and before you introduce yourself, you know, the way you appear, it talks first. You know, is the first like business cards when you arrive somewhere, and when you meet somebody especially. A bespoke suit is simply like something done just for you specifically on your body. And the great thing about it is, being made just for you, we can like adjust, you know, the garments around you and work around your body, you know, because of course not everybody is a model, not everybody has a perfect body. So, you know, most of us, you know, normal people need to, you know, to work around it, to have it, you know, designed on you, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Just to sort of gently make you look more like a human being. Yes, I know this feeling. The fabric in Skibal suits and the fabric that Skibal makes is absolutely superb stuff. I mean, it was just incredible to feel the samples yesterday. How do you go about putting together the fabric for these things?
How we do the fabrics? First of all, it starts, you know, from... Everything starts in Australia, where we do have ships, where we do have like agreements with local producers, and then when the wool has been cut and prepared, been sent to England, and then in our mills in Huddersfield, that is the cradle of you know, wool production in the UK, then we start the whole process and, you know, waving it and. I mean, we've done it for the last 500 years, mm. So it's pretty interesting, you know, the way it's been done. And of course, we are not the only one doing this process, but probably I would say we are the top notch for fabrics. You know, we are the one to, you know, innovate and create. And
it was interesting to see your promotional video yesterday and to see the idea of going from sheep to suit, and you know, we talk about having single origin mm-hmm. coffees and single origin wines. Well, you seem to have single origin suits. I thought that was pretty impressive.
It is. We are completely vertically integrated, so we do follow all the process by ourselves, and mm-hmm. that's probably where our, you know, competitive advantages start from. Mm. And if we are talking about our top range of fabrics, the one we call Series 9, so the one like a Super 180, Super 200, Super 250, fabrics with diamond, fabric with gold, with platinum, you just, you know, name them. For all of this wool, we do check, we do have the record of the blood streamline of the ships.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Like, wow, that would be something to say. Yes, I know the name of all the sheep in my suit. It seems like it would be quite a lengthy process to have a suit made, to go and go to the tailor, to have it fitted, to pick it up and things. How long does it take to actually get a suit?
So we do have two different way to produce the suit. The first one is a made to measure. So it's a faster process, and it takes 4 weeks. The second one is a handmade, what we call number 12, because we are in Saviro number 12.
Uh-huh.
And the suit is completely handmade, and then it takes 8 weeks, so double than this. After, when the suit is received, can be in London, in Beijing, in Tianjin in this case, then we need to do like a few minor adjustments, just to see that the client is completely satisfied about it. So we need to add probably a week or two to it.
So a couple of months, just over, just under.
That's not too bad these days for something like that.
What happens if you put a lot of weight on between when you first measure the suit and when you get the suit?
Yeah, that's a it happens. It happens, especially for gentlemen that in the meanwhile they've been like on holidays, or can be also the opposite, because you know somebody gets measured, for example, 2-3 months before the wedding, and then coming towards, you know, the wedding, the people start to be very nervous and shrink. So we do have like the opposite problem. Within the suit there is like seams inside, we can let it out, so it's no problem. So for example, a waist of the trouser, we do have, let's say, 5-6 centimeters inside, so it gives us quite a bit of room to work with. Same thing for the jacket. The jacket has 3 seams. You can let it out pretty much just over a centimeter each one, just in case, you know, you need it. Then if the gentleman really want to change his style and to reshape totally the suit, it can be done, but of course it's a great job, and the results sometimes it can be not up to standard.
The moral of the story is, if you buy a suit, you better stay that shape.
that would be idea. But what I find very fascinating is the fact that in between the first measurement and the suit received, 90% of the clients come back and say, oh, I put on a lot of weight, even if they haven't. Just, I don't know, it's something psychological, like all the clients, like, oh, since when you measure, I put a lot of weight. And you think, no, you didn't, but either.
But you might feel like you did, because people probably drop weight to wear a suit and then go out and live their life and then go back to you and go, oh, no, I've been living. help, I put on so much weight. Oh, dear. Giovanni, what's the background for Skibal? I mean, you talk about having a mill for 500 years and things, but where's Skibal itself come from?
So Skibal itself, it come from Germany. So it was Otto Hertz, was this German entrepreneur that moved to Belgium, because Skibal means Société Anonyme, Belgium, Allemande, and Luxembourg.
Ah.
Yeah, and he was a trader in fabrics, so he was trading fabrics. So the great idea was, like, instead of trade fabrics, why don't I buy a mill and then, you know, control the whole process? And that was the idea, you know, beside everything. And he bought this big mill in the north of England, and you know, he didn't just trade, he started also to produce it. And he was, you know, a great entrepreneur, and he created pretty much from nothing, like a company. It's nowadays employ over 600 people. We are in over 100 countries, directly or through distributors. But you know, our product reach pretty much all continents. And
a lot of people might have seen your product and not realized it. I was fascinated to learn yesterday that your suits were in things like The Godfather and Casino and some of the James Bond films. Must be a real selling point, because I said to my wife, oh, I'm going to go and meet James Bond's tailor. And she went, what, really? I said, no, he's a fictional character. It's a bit hard, but... The idea that people can see your suits on the big screen, does that help?
It's a really good thing. It's like the people is very surprised, you know, when they see like the job. For example, if you see Wolf of Wall Street, DiCaprio, you wear like in all the famous pitches is our suits, but the people didn't know it. Inside the company they like to say we are a very well kept secret. And of course now I'm traveling the world, you know, trying to not to have any more secret, because people just don't know, you know. It's from Wall Street, from The Godfather with Al Pacino, with all these movies, they're all our suits, but the people they don't know it.
Because I've seen most of those movies and thought, geez, these guys look really good. I wish I could look like that. But I'd have to be thinner, taller, handsome, all that other good things. Speaking of rugged, handsome, good looks, Giovanni, how did you first get involved with Skibal?
So I was... let's start from a bit from far away. I used to work for Zegna, Ermenegildo Zegna. I was in charge of the UK market for the made-to-measure suits. That Zegna is probably still now the one, you know, the most important producer worldwide for made-to-measure. And then after this, I decided I wanted to go back to university for a master. And with Zegna was absolutely impossible. The company didn't allow me to do it. So I moved to Burberry, to be like in charge for tailoring for Burberry London, because they allowed me to go back to university. It gave me time to, you know, to go to uni. So I started from there, and then when the master was finished, of course, you know, Burberry is an amazing company, very successful, but it's not really something for tailoring. We produce suits, but it's not our main focus, you know. Main focus is like accessories and trench coats. And so I start to, you know, consider myself a little bit more free to, not to look around, but, you know, to make my profile in LinkedIn accessible. And one day, a headhunter from Belgium emailed me. It's like, oh, Giovanni, I have the work of your dream for you. It was like, all right, yeah, sure. And it was. And then he put me in touch with Skibal, and then from there we started, you know, work together. And the idea about China is because I lived here for over 3 years, some years back. So when the company was looking at China, it was like, you are the one, you know, was naturally the candidate to come here and... open the market.
How did you first start out in fashion? Was it something you always wanted to be in, or did you just get given a tape measure? Or
so what happened is I studied business at university. It's not something I'm proud of, you know. Everybody does mistakes in life, because, you know, all my family, they are all accounting and business, so I follow the path. After this, I started working in PricewaterhouseCoopers, and at first I loved it, and then I started to have this stomachache, you know, on Sunday afternoon, when on the, you know, the day after you need to go to work, and I was like, no, that's not for me, that's not for me. So I moved to China with this Italian company, to open a representative office, and they were like in fashion. It was like a trading company. And one of the activities I had to follow and to learn was quality control. So from there I start measuring, and then all came together, because I discovered like, yeah, that's my thing, that's what I love to do. And then I moved to London and I started working in Zegna. And I remember there was this master tailor, this gentleman with 40 years experience, and he asked me, he's like, can you measure? It's like, yeah, I do, you know, I measure like thousands of garments. And we start to measure together, and I was better than him. It was like, all right, it's like, you know, it was a bit awkward at the beginning. Mm. It was like, just because, you know, I measure for 2 years, 3 years, you know. And then nothing, then, you know, Zegna when saw this ability, this, I don't know, I don't want to sound too cocky, this natural talent in measuring and you know, see the garments on people, they sent me straight away to Switzerland to do their academy, and, you know.
The rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is.
That's one of the better stories I've heard about how people do their jobs. Giovanni, if people want to know more about Skibal and Skibal suits and things, is there some way they can go on the web to have a look?
Definitely, absolutely. There is skibal.com that it didn't work in China up to a few months ago. Now we fix it, because it's fundamental, you know, to have it work. And then we are opening WeChat and Weibo and all the social media, just for Western companies. Sometimes it can be a bit complicated, you know, to come to China and to start all the procedures and collect all the documents you need for web. But yeah, the website is running, and the social media will come pretty soon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to be a fantastic idea to have Skibal in China. And look, it was lovely catching up with you today. Lovely to see you yesterday. Thank you very much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, you know. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.